Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Oh, let's magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of our salvation. Hosanna. Blessed be the rock, and let the God of our salvation be exalted. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. For he is worthy, our God is worthy, yes, he is worthy to be praised. Yes, he is worthy, our God is worthy, yes, he is so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, glory be to the living God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory be to the living God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. Father God, we say thank you. Hallelujah, we magnify you, we bless you, we praise you, Father God. Hallelujah, for this one more day that you have blessed us, one more day that you have given unto us, one more day that you have graced us. Father God, we say thank you, Father God, for your grace. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your provisions, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your angels. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the precious Holy Spirit. Thank you for the body of Christ. Father God, we say thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, 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 glory. God, we honor you today. Father, we decree and we declare that there is absolutely nobody like you in all the earth. Hallelujah. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day. Father God, hallelujah. We thank you for it. And now we surrender the day back over unto you. Father God, that you will unfold this day according to your wisdom, your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministry. Thank you for all the partners. Father, thank you for your blessings upon us. Father God, we are very, very grateful. We thank you for the body of Christ, all of our brothers and sisters around the universe, doing your will, doing your work. Thank you for them, Father. And we give you advance praise for those who are coming into the fold, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, help them to come in before it's too late. For we know, Father God, that no one knows how much more time we have. And we know that it's closer than it has been. And all the signs are here. Father, we have wars and rumors of wars. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And when we go down the checklist, we see that every prophecy has been fulfilled. There's actually nothing delaying your coming back, Father. The gospel is being preached in all the world. You have expedited the preaching, Father. We don't have to get on the airplane right now. We can just sit in front of our computer and take the gospel around the world. So, Father God, you're coming back. Father God, thank you that we are ready whenever you come. And we are praying now that others will do the same. Thank you. Bless our services today, Father, that you and you alone will be glorified. You and you alone will be magnified. And you alone will be praised. And as you taught your disciples to say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Top of the morning to you, to you, to you, and to you. Amen. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. Glory be to God for our morning fellowship. Amen. At the breakfast table. Amen. Hallelujah. And to God be praise, honor, and glory. We want to welcome all of our first-time visitors today. Thank you, amen, for sharing, amen, coming in, amen, and having a seat at the table. And you'll come to the right place at the right time. We ask that you will enjoy the services, and please continue to come on back and keep on coming back and keep on coming back and keep on coming back, because that's exactly what we do. Amen. We just keep on coming back. Amen. 7 days a week. Amen. We are here. Amen. Lifting up the name of the Lord. Amen. And amen. I am Dr. Alfreda. I am your host on this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. Giving God praise, honor, and glory. Amen. For one more day. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto us. Amen. We pray that everyone, amen, is encouraged. Amen. As we continue to move forward. Amen. Glory be to God day by day, day by day, day by day, and day by day. Amen. Some people say one day at a time. I like to say one step at a time, because the steps of a good man, the steps of a good woman are ordered by the Lord. Amen. And we bless Jesus. Still celebrating Black History Month. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. We're going to have a few other people share with us on next week. Amen. As we wrap up the week. Amen. Glory be to God. And we want to thank God for what has been shared with us already. Amen. Glory be to God. Our brother Tyrone. Amen. Our glory be to God. Dr. Lauren. Amen. And also, amen, our sister Aquanetta. Amen. And so we want to thank God for them. And I'm going to be reaching out to some other people today, lining up for next week. Amen. And we just keep it moving. Amen. We just keep it moving. At this time, amen, coming to us to bring us, amen, a word from the Lord on this morning is our dear sister, amen. We want to thank God for her faithfulness in the Lord's kingdom, amen. Glory be to God, her love for the Lord, her growth in the Lord, amen, her willingness and her desire, amen. The Bible says if you be willing and obedient, either you get to pick. He said if you be willing and if you be obedient. And we want to thank God for her willingness and her obedience. Amen. She is faithful. Amen. She is committed. When she's in, she's in. When she's out, she's out. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank God for her. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. For the word of God in her belly. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. She is a true deacon. Amen. In the very sense of the word. Amen. She is a deacon. Or officially ordained as a deacon, amen, and serves as a deacon, amen, glory be to God. But a deacon, amen, ought to be able to teach also, and this is what she does, amen. Wherever the Lord will have her, amen, she says she strives to say yes, amen. And so we just want to thank God for her faithfulness, amen. She is a blessing, amen, to God's kingdom. She is a blessing to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, and she is definitely a blessing to Pastor Alfreda Bradford. Amen, in Jesus' name. So at this time, amen, without any further ado, amen, give me 1 second. Let me sync in both the keyboards. I'd like to introduce to some and present to others, amen, our Deacon Hattie Cooper out of Delaware, amen, that we might receive her this morning, amen, for her grace, and receive her this morning for abilities, amen, in Jesus' name. All right. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. God bless you. Amen. Deacon Hattie, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me clearly?
Can you turn up the volume a little bit?
Okay. Okay, can you hear me now?
Let me see. Maybe it's my volume. Let me see. Let me turn up and see if I can. That'll help.
Is this better?
That's better than the last two, for sure, yes.
Okay, let's see. Now is this better? Can you hear me?
I think what you did the last time, the one before that, was the highest peak.
Okay. All right, now can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. That's the best of them all.
Can hear me
thank
better.
You. Amen. Yes, thank you for serving. Amen. And the floor is yours.
Good morning. Good morning to you, Pastor Bradford, Dr. Alfreda Bradford. Good morning to you. God bless you. God keep you and God be with you and your ministry as well. God bless everyone out there in the radio land. God bless you and your family. We come to you this morning with the word of God. I'm not going to be before you long. Whatever the Holy Spirit says, that's what the Holy Spirit says. In Jesus' name, thank you, Pastor, for the introductory. God bless you for that. In the name of Jesus. My topic today, no, I'm coming from a scripture first. I'm coming from a scripture in Jesus' name. I would be coming from. Psalms 19:14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, in Jesus' name. And we just thank God for this lovely, lovely day that He has given us, in Jesus' name. My topic for today is God is powerful, not powerless. God will never leave His children powerless. He will always leave His children powerful. He is willing to share His love, His power, His wisdom, and His knowledge, and His secret, and His understanding, also His authority to those who obey His voice and His word and His commandments. God wants us to be obedient. God wants us to listen to His voice so that we can be totally free from sin, totally free from being in bondage, totally free. He wants us to walk in totally deliverance. He wants us to walk out deliverance. He wants us to be delivered. What hinders us? What comes to destroy us? What comes to destroy our faith, destroy our power, destroy our belief, and also destroy our strength in the Lord that God has given me and given you? God said when we receive the baptism of Christ, the Holy Spirit will come upon us and with power. So where have we lost our power? Where have we lost our strength? God says for us to believe in Him and not in ourselves, not in man, but to put our trust only in him. When we listen to the Spirit of God, he will show us things to come, not things he has brought us out of. Galatians 5:7. You did run well. Who did hinder you that you shall not obey the truth? The power, there is praise of God. Tell us, for thou is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Because God said there is power in his kingdom and in his glory. God is power. He's not powerless. We could go to Matthew chapter 6:13, the Our Father's prayer on that one. The cares of this world can have us to turn away and go astray if we not directed by the Holy Spirit and the truth of the gospel message of Jesus Christ. Galatians 6:1-6. The things of God, we become powerless without ability, strength, lacking authority, power to achieve what God has for us. When we don't put our focus on the gospel of Jesus Christ, our innermost being, the Creator that created us, when we go on our own will, when we don't, our lifeline, because God is our lifeline. When we lose focus is when we put our mind on the world and what the world is doing. We lose focus in Christ. We lose focus in ourselves. But when we go to God in prayer, ask him to help us, God would intercede for us, and he would help his children to become the best that we can become in Christ Jesus. The care of this life can leave us hopeless, sad, weak, burdensome, in distress, saying that we are born. We are not born to stay here. We are born to die. We lose loved ones, and that can be very hard. But God gives us comfort, even in our bereavement stage. We have to get our power back. We have to get our power back. We have to push until something happens. We have to call upon the Lord, and he will hear our cry. We will call upon the Lord and be focused on Christ Jesus, who knows our future. We lose power. We lose power in weather storms. We lose power in heavy rain. We lose power in snowstorms. We lose power in our electronics. We lose power. And we have to wait until our electric company comes to fix the transformer, to fix the power line. It could be days, it could be nights, it could be weeks. And sometimes some electric companies have to travel to other states to help other power outage to restore their power. But when we need power, we don't go to the electric company to get our power. When we need power and we are powerless, we go to the man that has the power, the Creator, our Father, which are in heaven, his power, his love. We go to him and he would restore us. He would restore our spirit. He would restore our soul. He would restore his people. He would restore our inner being. So when we need power, when we lose our power, we are not to go to man for our power. We go to Heavenly Father to receive the power that he has given to us, because he has the greater power. He is power. He's not powerless. And sometimes we think that he's powerless. We think that he cannot do the impossible. But he is an impossible God that will restore our lack in him. He gives us the power to step on snakes and scorpions. He gives us the power to overcome the world as he, Jesus, overcame the world. So we ask God to be with us, to continue to help us to praise him, because when we praise him, he gives us power. He manifests his power and his strength and his authority. All authority belongs to Jesus Christ from heaven and to earth. And he gives us that same power. So we ask God to restore our power within us. And the power within us is the Holy Spirit. And when we talk about power, in the Bible it says, what does power mean in the Bible? Power in the Bible has a deeper meaning than we can ever imagine. It's also frequently used in the book as God of strength of mind, motto, qualities of a person, power, his or her faith, and soul of God has some inner strength that does not depend on outward things. We have social power, political power that controls or influences. It could be good or it can be bad. We have spiritual power. It could be used for good or it could be used for bad. Power. Powers in groups. Powers in priesthood. We can also say we have physical power, mentally power, and social power. And nowadays, the social power is very, very evil in certain areas, certain places. The people use their authority, they use their power, they use their power to prey on young children. They use their power to prey on finances, other people's weakness. So when it comes down to power, let us use God's power. Let us use the power of the Lord that manifests in us. and it would be the power sound of victory in Jesus' name. Let us use our power that God has given us in victory, in peace, in love, in joy, in happiness. Let us not use our power to destroy others, but our authority and power in Jesus Christ, given to Jesus from heaven and on earth. In Jesus' name, thank you guys for joining me this morning and joining the Lord. This is the word from the Lord, and we thank God for this morning. God bless you. God keep you. God be with you. The Lord bless you and give and keep you. The Lord makes his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Peace to be with you, your families. God bless us all in all of the endeavors that we are going through. Don't let us use our power to be sad because of COVID-19, because of the masses, because of the Ukrainian, the army, the war that's getting ready to go on if it goes on. Oh, my God, it's just to pray for. But, Father, even be in that situation, Father God, even with the land of the masses being lifted, Father, please give us wisdom. Wisdom and knowledge to continue to wear our masks. If we are comfortable, Lord God, just be with your people all over the world, Lord God. Help us, strengthen us, Lord God, with your power, with your strength. Don't let us go on our own strength, my God, because when we do, Father, we're going to fail each time because we can't do nothing without you, Lord God. So, Father, we thank you, knowing that you are powerful and not powerless, and you have the whole world in your hand, and you have it all in control. And we thank you, my Lord. We thank you for the great deliverance to your people in this morning. Father, anoint them, appoint them, and keep them, Lord God, from all harm, hurt, or danger. In Jesus' most holy, precious name, we pray and we ask all these things in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. Have mercy upon us all. In Jesus' name, may the Lord be with you and bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Pass it back to you.
Amen, amen, amen. Wait, give me 1 second. Amen, bless the Lord. Amen, we want to thank God for the word of God coming forth on today. Amen, push to get our power back. Amen. Push to get our power back, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord wants us to operate in power. Amen. According to the power that worketh in us. Amen. As you were sharing, amen, the scripture that came to the forefront in my spirit was Ephesians 3:20. Amen. Now unto him who is exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think, according to the power, amen, that worketh in us. Amen. Push to get our power back, beloved. Amen. If we have a connection with the Lord, amen, we should not be powerless in any area of our life, as the word went forth today, because God is the power. And we have that power connection, amen. And God is powerful. God is power and not powerless. And if we have that divine connection, we abiding in him and his word abiding in us, amen, then we ought to also be exuberating that God power, amen, that God power, amen. Know ye not that ye are the temple of the living God. So since God lives in us, amen, and God is the power, amen, then we ought to have it the exuberating that power also. Amen. So what I hear, amen, in this wonderful teaching this morning is victory. I think we can sum, and my take back, amen, I hear victory. I hear victory. I hear victory. Amen. Victory. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen, Deacon. Amen. For sharing on today. We want to thank God for you. Amen. And your diligence, your due diligence. Amen. In the Lord's word, in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. We know that you're also a successful entrepreneur. You have a successful track record. Amen. We thank God. Amen. For your businesses and the ones that you're still working on. Amen. Your wonderful t-shirts and amen. All the other items that you're putting together. We know that you're also moving forward. Amen. In your soon to be released book. Amen. So we just want to thank God for all of your projects on the table.
Yes.
Amen. So we just want to give you a minute just in case there's anything you're ready to say. I know you're working on some stuff and don't want to talk prematurely, but if you're ready to say anything pertaining to any of your projects, amen, please feel free, amen, at this time.
Well, thank you, Pastor. I am working on another project. Just waiting for the okay from the Holy Spirit to move forward and it to get clarity from Him what I should do, and just waiting on the vision to be completely clear. And from that point on, I would move forward, and my book shall be out this year. I'm praying on that as well, moving towards it. As well for it to be published this year in Jesus' name. And the only thing I can say is the power sound of victory in the year of 2022 in Jesus' name. Thank you for everything in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless everyone. Have a blessed and a safe day in Jesus.
Amen and amen. Thank God. Amen for that. And, yes, we agree with you. We touch and we agree that, yes, your books, amen, will come forth this year, amen, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost, amen. And it will be a number one bestseller in Jesus' name, amen. So thank you, thank you, thank you, amen, hallelujah. And God is power, amen, and not powerless, and that's our daddy, amen. We walking with the power.
Yes, he is.
We walking with the might. All power belongeth to God. Amen. Thank you again for sharing. Amen. God bless you.
God bless.
Amen. All right, all right, all right, beloved. Amen. We just want to give God some praise. Amen. And we want to give God some glory. And we want to give God some honor. Glory be to God. Ever since our 10-day fast, I'm telling you, the chains have been breaking. I'm telling you, I'm just going to wait to praise Wednesday, amen, but I mean, it's like, you know, it's seeking, the blessing is seeking us, the blessing is seeking us, amen. You all know that I have 6 books, amen, glory be to God, and not really focused on, I really wasn't, but then I decided I was going to be. Amen. Glory be to God. I said, well, I'm not going to be pushing nobody else's business this year as much. I need to put some focus on my own. Amen. Glory be to God. It's good to help another person make $1 million, but I need to make my own million. Amen. Especially when God has given you. Amen. But I'm telling you, beloved, they're just reaching out to me. The blessing just came knocking on the door. Just came knocking on the door. I mean, you would not, I mean, I'll share it with y'all next week, Lord's willing. Amen. But they just look, it's just like the blessing is seeking me out. It's seeking me out. It's knocking on my door. Hey, you got 6 books. We want to do this. We want to put it on our bookshelf. We want to put this here on our inventory. And I'm talking about big name companies. I'm talking about big name companies. I didn't look for these people. I don't even know how they found me. I don't even know how they found me. You know what I'm saying? It ain't going to cost you nothing. This is what we want to do. Amen. We read your book. This is what we want to do. And I'm telling you, I want to bless the Lord. I also made friends with another publisher. Amen. He's a foreigner, but I'm telling you, for that's my next book, amen, Embracing the New You, that book that's coming out, amen, in the next 60 days or so, amen, Embracing the New You. And I'm very impressed, amen. A lot of other ministry pastors and stuff is with him. I saw his website, so I may have a connection. I have a connection to you upcoming office in his ministry. And the price, I'm telling you, is only a partial of what was done before. Amen. And my next book, they might be paying me for the book. I may not be self-publishing. I may have an official publisher. That's when the publisher pays. They take the book and give you a check and say, we'll take it from here. But all I'm saying, beloved, is the showers of blessings are flowing. And I know you feel it. You got to feel it if you're part of this ministry. If you're part of this ministry, if you're connected to us in any way, especially if you're putting your seeds in this money, in this ministry, your financial seeds, you got to be feeling it. And if you ain't feeling it, I don't know why. But I'm telling you, you got to open up, because the showers of blessings are flowing. And all I'm doing is sitting here in my rocking chair healing my leg. I'm sitting here in my rocking chair healing my leg, taking this time to work on some other stuff that I'm working on, and the blessings are just coming in. They're just pouring in. Amen. So this is the season that we're in, beloved. We're living in the best of times. We're living in the worst of times. And I'm telling you, ever since that 10-day fast, the floodgates were broken. It was broken. You know why? Because that was a direct act of obedience. We heard God say 10 days. And we put the 10 days in. And it was broken for us who put the 10 days in. And let me tell you the real blessing. It was broken for those of you who didn't put the 10 days in either, because the ones who put the 10 days in broke it for us and broke it for you too. And I'm telling you, hallelujah, beloved, just keep on praising him. As the word came forth today, God is powerful. And we're just going to see how powerful he is. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Hold on to positive thoughts, beloved. Hold on to positive thoughts. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's no secret. Glory be to God. That's the truth. Amen. The word of God has told us, amen, how to do this thing. Hold on. If you're around people that's bringing bad feelings out of you, negativity out of you, pulling you down, create some space. Create some separation there. Now, I know it's difficult in some situations, but God will give you an answer and God will give you a remedy. Okay, you have to stay in a winning environment. You have to stay in a winning circle. And sometimes that circle is by yourself for a minute. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And then God will attract you to other like-minded people. It's very important who you're spending your time with, who you're sharing with. Amen. Very, very important. We're going to be teaching about that upcoming. Amen. Glory be to God. The company we keep. You have to be very selective. Jesus was. Jesus had 12 on the inner circle. He had another 70. He had more than 12 disciples. All right, the Bible tells you he had another 70 or so. I mean, he had hundreds of disciples. Okay, but only 12 on the inner circle. All right. And the Holy Spirit, God showed him which 12 they were. You need to ask God who your 12 are, who your 10 are, who your 2 are, who whatever number you're working with. You need to ask God. Be very selective, amen, who's in your inner circle, beloved, because it will determine your destiny. It will determine your destiny. Not only do you determine your destiny, your inner circle determines your destiny. Amen. But we'll teach some more about that. Amen, in Jesus' name. It's been a wonderful week. Oh, it's been a wonderful week. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I want to thank God for Deaconess Hattie today. Amen. Because I didn't have to bring a word. Glory be to God. I want to say thank you. We want to thank God for meeting us here. meeting us on Facebook, amen, all this week at 5 o'clock in the morning. We want to thank God for our fellowship service all this week. Glory be to God. Wasn't it beautiful? Amen. Glory be to God. We want to thank God for our minister, Erica, that came to us on Thursday. We want to thank God for the readings on Black History with our brother Reed, Sister Aquanetta, Dr. Lauren. Amen. We want to thank God for our Wednesday night Bible study. Thank God for the altar of prayer. My God, blessings on blessings. Amen. Our elder, amen, Estelle, amen. Glory be to God, our minister Shannon. Glory be to God, our minister Tanya. Glory be to God, our minister, who else we had, Joanne, amen, Elder Carte, Powell, glory be to God, and Minister Darlene Carback, went on fire, Ernest Minister, Evangelist Ernestine Jackson, glory be to God, amen, hallelujah. And all of everybody else, glory be to God, hallelujah, in the battle, hallelujah, Brother Reed, always you can count on Brother Reed and his daily bread, amen, Sister Brenda Carter, Brenda, hallelujah, Murray, Aquanetta, Sister Aquanetta, glory be to God, Smith, God, Priscilla Woods, glory be to God, Kathy Smith, oh, glory, Gwendolyn Richardson, David Richardson, oh, glory, how they opened us up, amen, the Richardsons on last Monday, if y'all missed that, hey, y'all need to check it out, that was sweet, oh, for Valentine's Day, that was so romantic. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. To our sister, amen. Deaconess Hattie today and all this week, ready to jump in. Glory be to God. Then we had our sister Maria that's been with us for years and years, who finally spoke up last week. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's just been a beautiful week. Minister Nancy, Evangelist Nancy. Hallelujah, I'm telling you, and everybody else back there is not saying nothing, but we know you're there. All the Sister Gwendolyn Richardson's grandchildren and family, glory be to God, hallelujah, we thank God for you, amen, hallelujah, Pastor Erica, I'm telling you, we got the names going, and we know it's a lot of you we don't know. Amen, but we want to thank God for you anyhow. Amen. Thank you for being a part of this ministry. Amen. And we bless you. Amen. For blessing us. Amen. Hallelujah. And to God be praise, and to God be glory, and to God be honor. Amen. We are wishing that everybody will have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful weekend. Beautiful weekend. Amen. Whatever you do, keep Jesus on your mind. Hallelujah. We pray that no one will be in the right place at the wrong time. We are canceling bad news. We're canceling tears. We're canceling sorrow. Amen. Glory be to God. No plague will come near our dwelling. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. To God be praise, to God be glory, and to God be honor. Thank God, beloved. We work hard in this ministry. You might say, well, you work, don't make no difference if you're working from home, not working from home, whatever you're doing. We work hard in this ministry. You see, we're working the word. We're working the spirit. We have all these platforms. Okay, we're wrapping up, amen, the TV guide, amen, for our TV channel. Okay, we're wrapping that up so we have enough information for us to get started, and then we just got to keep it updated and keep it going. I'm telling you, we work hard in this ministry to take the gospel around the world, and souls are being affected. There'll be it every now and then. I'll get a text. I'll get a phone call. They say, your ministry is such a blessing, such a blessing. We look forward to you being on Facebook at 5 o'clock. We look forward to, amen, the 6 a.m. service. One lady said, well, I normally listen to you about 2-3 times a week. I mean, we got people out there, beloved. We just been affected. We don't even know. We're not even going to know till we get to heaven how affected we are. Amen. Glory. And I say we because it's we. Glory be to God. It's me and it's you. Glory be to God. It's me and it's us. Glory be to God. And we are doing this thing together. We're bringing our energy together. We're bringing our focus together. We're bringing our prayer together. We're bringing our support together. We're bringing our money together. We're bringing everything together. And when the rewards go out, it's going to be us. Not just me. It's going to be us. Amen. And so we just want to thank God for the opportunity, amen, to serve, amen, in his kingdom. Amen. Hallelujah. So that concludes our week. Amen. Lord's willing. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. All right. So for those of us, we're going to start doing a little bit more Facebook on Sundays, but I got to get the agenda. I'm not going to move before God. I'm not trying to keep up with nobody. Amen. I just got to be obedient. Amen. Glory be to God. And that's another thing. I was talking to the Bishop Prelate yesterday. That's my mother. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank God for the bishop. Amen. Glory be to God. And she came past yesterday to see what she could do to help her sister out. And she was a real blessing to me. Amen. And as I was telling her yesterday, amen, glory be to God, that ever since, amen, we said yes to that 5 o'clock on Facebook and that satanic witch hour, that's another thing that broke the ice with the blessings coming through in this ministry. But obedience has rewards, baby. I'm telling you this right now. Now, the spiritual warfare has been at the highest attack. The spiritual warfare has been at the highest attack. But guess what? Everything that come our way, God brought us over. Okay? I fell, but I didn't break no bones. You hear what I'm saying? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Some other stuff has happened, but we came through it, and we're going to keep coming through it. Because, see, what those witches and warlocks don't realize is they're not coming against Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. They're not coming against Alfreda Bradford. But when they come against us, they're coming against God. See, that's what they're learning. Amen. But as I was sharing with Bishop Evelyn Westfield on yesterday, amen, that the blessings have really come through. Because I know I heard from God. If I ain't never heard from God, when he told me to go on Facebook at 5 o'clock, you best believe I wouldn't be on there. Oh, no, get up every morning, get up and get dressed, and then he gives me my uniform, then wear all white and wrap your head. That ain't me. No, 5 o'clock in the morning, you got to be kidding. No, that ain't me. I don't even like Facebook like that, see? So when you see me there, you know it's because God told me to be there. But because I say yes, and because I endeavor to do his will, I'm telling you, beloved, the blessings have come through in this ministry, and you ain't seen nothing yet. That's all I can say. Amen. You ain't seen nothing yet. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the precious Holy Ghost. Father, we thank you for this week. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for every day, every hour, every moment, every person, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for every service. We thank you for every prayer altar, all the names that have been called up. Father God, I forgot to mention our elder Valerie Carte Powell. Thank God for her. Father God, every name, for every petition, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we say thank you. We say thank you, Father God, for hearing us. Thank you for answering us. Thank you for the souls that have been saved, the souls that have been delivered. Father God, we say thank you over and over and over again, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we say thank you for leading us. Thank you for guiding us. Thank you for directing us. Thank you for blessing us, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, thank you for giving us a will. Father God, it's a lot of work, Father God. We're here early in the mornings, then we're here late at night, Father God, and all during the day. We have really committed ourselves, Father God, to serve in your kingdom, and we thank you for this part of the vineyard and everyone, Father God, that's inclusive and will be inclusive, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the ones, Father God, that came and left. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you for the ones that's coming, and especially thank you for the ones that have remained. Oh, Father God, we say thank you over and over and over, over, over and over and over again. So, Father God, whatever you want us to do today, we say yes. We say yes to your will, and we say yes to your way, Father, in the name of Jesus. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. We disapprove, nullify, dismantle, cancel, and forcefully oppose any satanic operations, maneuvers, manipulations, subversions, strategies, tactics, plots, plans, and ploys, which are designed to hinder, prevent, frustrate, foil, deny, or delay God's original plans and purposes from their quick, swift, and speedy manifestation, particularly in their correct time and season. Hallelujah, Father God. If I forgot to call any names when I was calling out names, you know, Father God, it was a matter of the head and not the heart, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And the main name we want to call out is yours. Amen. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ is the Lord of Lords. I love you guys so much. I really do. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because I realize when I love you, I love God. Amen. And I can't love God without loving you. Amen. And we want to thank God for the love relationship that we are building. Amen. In God's kingdom and the love relationship we are building in this ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. This strong foundation. Amen, that God will be able to put anything on top of this foundation here, because that's how strong it is, that's how deep it is, that's how wide it is. Amen. I love you. Have a good weekend. Tomorrow, Holy Communion, Holy Communion, Holy Communion. Amen. Glory be to God. 12 o'clock tomorrow. Amen. Glory be to God. Come on in there. As often as you do this, amen, it's okay. As often as you do this, amen. In Jesus' name. Everybody have a lovely day. Walk in the blessing, and because the blessing manifestation is already here. Walk in the power. The deacon said walk in the power, because God is the power, and he is definitely not powerless, and neither are you. Amen. Blessings on blessings on blessings.
There is power, power, wonder word.